The Lord.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. Nice to have each and every one of you to come out to Grace and Hope Mission this evening. Before I go to the message, I'd like to go before the Lord with a prayer. My Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I come before your holy throne as a yielded vessel created in Christ Jesus unto your good works. I pray here this evening, Lord God, that you would use this message to touch the heart of an unbeliever, that they may come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for their salvation. Use me for thy glory. In Jesus' name of Nazareth, I pray. Amen. This evening we're going to be talking about choices. We're living in a society where people love to make choices. You know, we work on 42nd Street near 6th Avenue, and we show these abortion pictures. And sometimes people come by and they raise their hands and say, well, I'm pro-choice. And I said, well, your choice is murder. And they keep on walking, sometimes they give me the finger, sometimes they use some kind of language that I don't use anymore. But we all make choices in life. There are good choices and there are evil choices. Now, the Bible, in the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter and the 15th verse says, and if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether it's the gods which your father served when they were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whom land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Amen. Now the name Joshua, Jesus Christ is taken from that name. It means Jehovah saves. Or in Hebrew it means Yahshua, which means the same thing, Jehovah saves. Joshua is God's prophet. And Joshua made a decision in his heart to follow God at any cost. And that's what he did. He could have went with the flow. People were getting involved with all type of heathen worship. They were sacrificing their sons and daughters to their dumb idols. And they were out there getting involved with all type of sexual immorality. Joshua could have went along with the flow. But Joshua conditioned in his heart that he's going to follow the Lord. You know, Moses also, in the book of Hebrews, made a decision. Moses could have become Pharaoh. But Moses turned that position down to suffer with the children of God.
Amen.
The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter and 24th verse, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to endure the pledges of sin for a season.
Amen.
Now sometimes people may call you crazy. You're going to turn down a position to become Pharaoh, an icon, a king of a country. You can live any way you please and nobody's going to come against you. But Moses knew that that was only for a short period of time.
Amen.
So many people, you know, they look at this earthly life as if this is reality, this is all there is. But this is only the beginning. In this life, we can choose who we're going to spend eternity on the other side of death. In the book of Deuteronomy 30:19, God said, I'll call heaven and earth as a witness this day that I have placed before you life and death, a blessing and a curse. God says, choose life that both you and your seeds may live. Now we know that life is in Jesus Christ. Jesus said in the book of John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come unto the Father but by me. But you see, when we come into this world, there's so many signs, so many voices is talking to us, and we don't know who to follow. You know, the devil makes sin look so enticing. And it seems like if you get involved with a certain lifestyle, you know, you're going to really be happy. You're going to have peace. And they have the movie stars, the records, and the line videos to give you that impression. To get you to stay on the broad way of life. But what are your choices? People choose to smoke. They choose to drink. They choose to fornicate. They choose to commit abortion. But after you make those choices, what is the result years later? See, a lot of people don't look at the long term of their choice, of their decision. If you look at the long term of your decision, chances are you may not make the choice to do what you're going to do. But the devil has a way of just letting you see what's going to happen for the here and now. So you just look at it just for one night stand. How many women or how many men have caught STD, sexual transmitted disease, because of a one night stand? How many people is walking around with all type of diseases in their bodies because they just made a choice for that one moment to have sex with a person they have no knowledge of? How many people now is in the hospital with cancer because they made a choice early on in life to become a cigarette smoker? Or they have cirrhosis of the liver because they decided to hang out with their buddies and drink beer and alcohol. Why? Because they did not see the long-term consequences of their decision. God said, come now, let us reason together in the book of Isaiah 1:18. God want to let you know that your decision will have eternal consequences. Oh, you're going to suffer in this life, but you're also going to suffer in the hereafter throughout all eternity in hell. Is the pledges of sin for a season worth eternity in hell? I mean, think about it. Is smoking cigarettes or fornicating or committing adultery or committing abortion is worth eternity in hell? The devil just wants you to focus on the here and now, as if this is all there is. And people will tell you that. They said this is reality. Yes, this is a reality. Death is also reality. Heaven and hell is a reality that each and every one of us will experience. But this earthly life is a natural reality. And God made it. He made this earth to be inhabited by his creation. But he wants us to live a life that is pleasing in his sight, because he wants us to be blessed. Any parent that loved their kid would always want the best for their child. God loves us, and he wants to have the best. That's what he's given us, Jesus Christ. And in Jesus Christ, you can live a life that's worth living. You ever wonder why people commit suicide? People commit suicide because the life in which they're living is not worth living anymore. It's still for that life. It seems like they just give up. It's a sign of people copping out in life. They can't stand to get up in the morning with nothing to live for. They got so much to live with, but nothing to live for. That's sad. And there are millions of people out there that's very extremely rich. They got so much to live with, but they have no reason or nothing to live for. You see, Christ gives you that reason to live. To live to glorify God the Father through him. To live a life that is pleasing in the sight of God. Oh, you may not look good in the eyes of man, but remember, the eyes of man has been perverted by the ways of this world, Satan the devil. Amen. See, what people think is good, God calls evil. The people who are living in sin, they're living opposite of what God is, or what God thinks. You're trying to tell somebody about Jesus Christ, they say, well, that's your religion, as if you made it up. Are you trying to tell people to read the Bible? That's your book, as you and they take as if you had written the Bible. That's God's book.
Amen.
And the Bible gives us a means of making the right choices in life. He tells us to choose life. He tells us to accept Jesus Christ that we can live right. There's too many people living wrong and want to die right.
Amen.
You can't go in the wrong direction and end up in your proper destination. It's impossible. You can't get on the wrong subway and expect to get to your right destination. It's not going to happen. And that's what people are doing in life. They're making wrong decisions, but yet they want everything to work out all right. It's not going to happen. You have to make the right decision to have the right results in the end. And the right decision is to acknowledge that you are a sinner that's in need of the salvation of Christ and receive him into your heart before time runs out. See, every day you wake up, God has given you this day for you to make a choice about Jesus Christ. In the book of Lamentation 3:22-23, the Bible said, it is out of the mercy of God that we're not consumed, because God's compassion fails not. It's new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. That's why he gave you this day. Not for you to go out to smoke cigarettes. Not for you to go out to go to some field to move to mess up the mind, to mess up the way you think. But for you to sit down and make a decision, a quality decision about what you're going to do with your life. Will you turn over to Christ? Or you go out there and continue to keep living on this broad way of life? You can survive for X amount of years in sin. We can see that all the time. But when you see people at the end of that life, they're very sad.
Amen.
I met a young lady once at Old Nathan's at 43rd Street and Broadway. She was an ex-prostitute. And she said all of her friends had died that she knew that she was hanging out with years earlier as a prostitute, because they died with some type of disease. And she said she had a disease too. It's going to take her life. And when she was telling me her life, she was crying like a baby. And she had teeth knocked out of her mouth, and she had scars on her head. I guess she got beat up many times because of her lifestyle as a prostitute. And she said, nobody wants her. She said, look at me, nobody wants me. I said, well, Christ wants you. He died for such as you. Yeah. But she got in that condition because she made a choice when she was young and beautiful to become a prostitute. But she did not see the long-term decision, the consequences of her decision. And it was very sad to look at her in that condition. But that's what happens when you make the wrong choice in life. And you end up years later with a lifestyle that's defeated. And you want to just give up and call it quits. Because you've been so far in this lifestyle, it seems like it's hard to turn around. But see, this is why God gives us hope. In the book of Colossians 1:27, the Bible said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You can't go back and start all over again, but what you can do is get right with God by faith in Christ. The Bible calls it a new birth, a new life, to be born again, born of God's Spirit by faith in Christ. You know, just like Nicodemus. Nicodemus saying, how can a man, when he's old, go back into his mother's womb for a second time? You can't do that. But what you can do is get it right with God by believing and trusting and living according to the Word of God on a daily basis in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a decision that will bless your life now and in the hereafter. That may sound like it's religious. You know, the devil loves to try to make everything religious. But it's faith. It's faith. It's a lifestyle that's worth living. A life in Christ is a life that's worth living. Amen. Even though you're around sin, but you're not controlled by sin. Amen. Even though you're around people who hate God, but you're not in that same mindset. Your mindset is to please God. Their mindset is to rebel against God. So even though we have this, we're both in the same, I would say, in the same natural sense, but we're different when it comes to the spiritual sense in Christ. Because there's two different spirits that hover this earth, the spirit of righteousness, the spirit of wickedness. Amen. And it seems like the spirit of wickedness has more control over people than the spirit of righteousness because people is not willing to do it God's way. Amen. You got to make this choice. If you don't make the right choice, a decision will be made for you in the day of judgment. Now, you may not like the outcome when you stand before Jesus Christ, and he may tell you, like he said in the book of Matthew 25:41, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, the place in which my Father's prepared for the devil and his demons. You workers of iniquity. Not making the right choice will cause your soul to go to hell on the other side of death. Now, people have brainwashed themselves to believe such a place does not exist, but in reality, how would they know? They haven't died yet. You know, I can't tell people about Chicago because I've never been to Chicago. They can tell me about it, but I can't tell them about it. I've never been to Chicago. I can tell them about New York. I know about New York. But you can't talk about a place you've never been to. Jesus Christ was in hell for our sins. In the book of Acts 2:31, he was there. He was there to pay the price for our sins. And he does not want anyone on this earth to go there. So that's why he took it upon himself, the sins of this world. Colossians 2:14, and he nailed it to the cross. So therefore, those who accept Christ, the Bible said, we are justified. Romans 5:1 said, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So when you receive Jesus Christ, you will have the full payment of your sins. The Bible called that being justified. The word justified means, yes, since you have not sinned, declared righteous before God. Because now you have a Savior, now you have a Redeemer. And you can always call upon because he is the one that stood in your place. So in this life, God gives us ability to choose. In the book of Romans 12:3, the Bible said that God had dealt to each and every one of us the measurable amount of faith. And faith gives you the power of choice. You can choose to go God's way by believing in Christ, or you can remain on the devil's way by the practice of sin. It's only two choices. Jesus Christ, speaking in the book of Matthew 7:13-14, says, enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there shall be that go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and a few that be that find it. So we're always born on the broad way of life, the way that seems right in our own eyes. The way of sin, the way of the party life, the way of fornication, the way of alcohol and drugs and all this other wickedness. But when you get off the Broadway by receiving Christ, you walk a straight and narrow way by the Word of God. So your way will determine where you're going to end up on the other side of death. If you choose to remain on the Broadway, your eternal destination would be hell. If you choose to get off the Broadway and walk on the straight and narrow way, your destination would be heaven with Christ. He paid it for you. In the book of John 14:1, he said, I will go prepare a place for you. You see, he will come back and receive you unto his own. And he's going to come back very soon. We can see the signs of the times. Amen. How people are acting in these last days. They have no respect for the word of God. No respect for human life. Amen. You know, a young lady came by the other day. I looked at her. And she was acting as if she was a cheerleader, boasting about the fact that she loved killing babies. And she was jumping up and down and throwing her hands all around. And I had to move away from her. I don't know what she's going to do. Some of them are crazy. But anyway, she was boasting about the fact that she loves killing babies. Now, she made a choice to be a baby killer. And she was very proud of that choice. And it's sad. That we're living in a society that people have lost the love of God. See, when you lose the love of God, you would not respect human life. That's just how it is. In the book of, let's read the Psalms 106:34 down to verse 39, read about Israel. Now, Israel is God's chosen people. But you know, Israel made a choice to disobey God. And when that happened, Israel started acting like the heathen nations that they should have been, that they should have destroyed. In the book of Psalms 106:34 down to verse 38, the Bible said, they did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but will mingle among the heathens and learn their works. That's what a lot of people are doing in religion. They are getting involved with all type of demonic religions, and they're getting involved with the practices of that religion, which goes contrary to the commandments of God. And they served the idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and daughters unto devils. We can see a pattern of that going on today in abortion. They shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring after their own inventions. That's what Israel did, because they turned away from God's word. America's turned away from the word of God. Amen. They chose not to obey the word of God. And now they are involved in all type of heathen religions, and they have no respect for human life. So you have to make the right choice, because the wrong choice, you're going to end up acting more and more like the devil in the end. And that's what people are acting like today, stealing, killing, and destroying one another. So be like Joshua. Joshua stood up, and Joshua said, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. How many would make that decision today? For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Don't worry about what people may think about you, friend. Because remember, man has no heaven or hell to put you in. God does. Okay? So often people like to worry about what their friend may think about their decision. My friend, your friend cannot help you on the day of judgment, because your friend got to stand there to give account of his own sins. So each and every one of us, according to the book of 2 Corinthians 5:10, have to stand before Christ to answer for our lives. If you've been living a life in Christ, that day is going to be a glorious day. But if you've lived a life in sin, it's going to be the worst time of your life. It's going to be, you'll be in for the shock of your life to stand before a holy and righteous God to answer for everything you have thought, said, and done against God's word. So you have an opportunity this evening to make the right choice to get right with God. And the right choice is to receive God's gift, Jesus Christ, into your heart for the salvation of your soul. It's precious. Your soul is precious, my friend. It's far more precious than your gold. It's your soul. Because that will exist forever somewhere. And that somewhere could be in heaven for those who receive Christ, or that somewhere could be in hell for those who would die in their sins. So be a modern-day Joshua. Receive God's gift, Jesus Christ, for the salvation of your soul. And on the day of judgment, you're going to realize you made the right choice. And you'll be accepted into God's kingdom.
Hallelujah.
God bless. This evening, we're going to be singing from hymn number 223. All stand, please. When we walk with the Lord. Hymn number 223.
When we walk with the Lord in the Sing the last verse. I'll just leave one last scripture with you. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Ephesians 5:15. And the word circumspectly means it's not just consider what you do, not just take an account of your choices, but realize the after effects of your choices, cause and effect. Not just look at the here and now, but what will this choice cause in the long run? Most of us are through with high school, but how many have dropped out of high school because all they were thinking about is the here and now, but they were not considering later in life how difficult it would be to find a decent job without a high school diploma. So they weren't looking at the long run, they're just looking at the short run. So that's what circumspectively means. So when you make your choices, you have to use wisdom. Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. And if we allow him to be our shepherd, our counselor, he will show us how to make good choices. The best choice to make, yes, is Jesus. To trust him and obey him. And we pray for those who have not done that. As we last verse of this hymn, you can make that decision, that choice this evening. To trust and obey the Lord Jesus. And to let him be your Lord, your counselor.
Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he says we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no
We have the closing prayer by Sister Lana.
Lord, I want to thank you. You are worthy and worthy, worthy to be praised forever and ever and ever. Without you, we can never, ever go on in life. And I want to thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.